Welcome to On the Air, the audio companion to the September 2006 edition of the Ebony Cactus Magazine, found at www.theebonycactus.com. I am Dr. George B. Brooks, Jr., your host. This is the third in our series of podcasts on how to do business with the city of Phoenix. If you have not heard the first two, please go to our website and take a listen. I think you'll find the information intriguing and useful. In this edition, we begin to answer the questions elicited by the first two podcasts. To do so, I'm pleased to reintroduce Carol Coles Henry, the director of the City of Phoenix's Equal Opportunity Department.
Well, thank you, Dr. Brooks. We are absolutely excited to be here today with you and your listeners to talk a little bit further about the City of Phoenix Minority Woman Small Business Enterprise Program. And I am now back in the Equal Opportunity Department as the director of the agency. Our agency specifically handles the certification of minority woman-owned firms as well as the contract compliance efforts. But more specifically, our department works hand-in-hand with the city manager's office to coordinate the entire citywide program, which includes the bid price incentive for small business enterprises in the finance department, the construction subcontracting goals program in the engineering department, and then lastly, the small business assistance programs that are in the community and economic development department. We are so pleased to have this opportunity to follow up on several of the questions that were asked, and more specifically dialogue with your listeners. Join with us today at the table are several individuals who have key roles with the program, and I'd like for each one of them to spend some time as members of the business enterprise team, but and also working hand in hand with their departments to execute their program efforts. I'd like for them to take a minute to introduce themselves and talk a little bit about their roles and responsibilities with the program.
My name's Mark Escovedo. I'm with the City of Phoenix Engineering and Architectural Services Department, and I serve there as a management assistant, but my main role is to assist those minority women and small business subcontracting construction firms find their way through the city maze, or some may call it bureaucracy, and cut through that red tape and get right to bidding with our prime contractors. So, and then also refer them to other business agencies or programs that we have here at the city to make them successful.
And I'm Jackie Johnson, and I'm also with the Equal Opportunity Department, and I am responsible for the business certification of minority women and small business enterprises. And our goal is to make sure that we certify as many eligible firms as possible so that they can participate on city contracting opportunities. And we also certify disadvantaged business enterprises so that they may be eligible to participate on any federal contracting opportunities. And we provide a lot of technical assistance. We have monthly certification workshops, and we also participate in a lot of outreach activities. Our goal is to make sure that we find those eligible firms to participate in the certification program.
My name is Tony Hatcher. I'm the Small Minority Women and Business Enterprise Procurement Manager for the City of Phoenix. I work primarily out of the Finance Purchasing Division, and help and assist with training, one-on-one interviews with companies who want to do business with the City of Phoenix, and also assist as the administrator of the 5% bid price incentive for SBEs in our division. It's 5% on the first $250,000 of contracts and expenditures that we do with the city, as well as a 2.5 bid price incentive on all contracts between $250,000 and $500,000. We have also a SBE reserve contract program that I help to administrate, in which we have selected procurement that we do and create limited competition strictly amongst SBE certified firms who are certified by the City of Phoenix. Last year we spent approximately $492 million, of which about $154 million of that was spent through our purchasing division. We are in the process now upgrading our SAP system to make sure that we can accommodate all the expenditures now done by small business enterprise firms, and that's been a major task as an undertaking. But mainly in the area of training, we want to make sure that departments are aware of the program, as well as external resources like chambers of commerce, business assistance groups. And so we do a lot of training and presentations to those groups as well. We attend a lot of conferences, trade fairs, mixers, in order to help people understand what the City of Phoenix offers to small, minority, and women-owned businesses.
And we have...
My name is Carolyn Gall. I'm the Deputy Director working with Carol in the Equal Opportunity Department. The division that I work with is the Business Relations Division. We do the certification, as Jackie mentioned, of minority women in small business enterprises. And we also are responsible for the after contract award contract compliance program to ensure that prime contractors who get contracts with the city and make a commitment on the front end during the bidding process follow through and actually utilize those minority women or small businesses that they say they are going to use, which plays a part in obtaining the award of contract with the city. We also, with Tony and Mark and Jackie and our Community and Economic Development Department, play a large role in outreach, in finding firms that could potentially participate in city business opportunities, walking them through the process, as Jackie mentioned, with our monthly workshops, and also working with them after they have gotten contracts with the city to help ensure their success, that they know how to walk through the red tape, the paperwork, that kind of thing. Our goal is to ensure the success of our local minority women and small businesses in their endeavors to do business with the city.
Thank you. Now, over the past 6 months since we started this podcast series, we've received a number of questions regarding the program. Now, if we remember back in 2005 when the new program was put into place, there was some concern within the minority business community as to how these changes would affect their ability to successfully do business with the city. And some of these questions have lingered now for nearly a year, and we're going to get directly to them. Now, the first question we have here comes actually from large businesses who are using the program, and that they're in general, they would like to, their questions regarding the computer system, they're regarding the web page and the ability to find minority businesses that they're looking for using the system. Their primary concern is in how the search feature is working, and that their ability to go in and find large number of contractors at once instead of individuals that they have to spend time and resources to search out. So who would like to tackle that one?
I would be happy to speak to that. You know, having an online directory was really an innovative thing for the City of Phoenix for a long time. Our directory was a hard copy that was printed every month. Folks who were interested in having access to the listing of certified firms actually had to come downtown, pick it up, and use it. And it was outdated almost as soon as it was printed, because the certification of firms changes daily. New firms are added, some firms may close or drop off. The listing, now that is online, they actually can pull up multiple businesses at one time in a specific trade area. If they query by the trade area, it will give a listing of all firms that are certified in that specific trade area. However, if they want to get detailed company information about specific companies on that list, they must click on each company individually, and then it will give detailed information about each company. When you query by trade on the online directory, it just gives you the list. It does not bring up the detail information. And that is something now that we've been made aware that firms are looking at as we're moving forward to make enhancements to our computer database system and to our online directory and web page, that we will keep in mind in working with the experts.
Excellent.
And if I can also add, we last year in 2005-06, and then of course in this year 2006-07, have additional financial resources that were awarded to the Equal Opportunity Department, which works with the city manager's office to coordinate the program. to take a look at our database needs and information needs for the community and internally to the city. And one of the things that we're in a position to do is work with our information technology department to pass along the concern as we work to build a stronger and better, more effective online service for the community.
Thank you. So let's begin with the questions now from small business. The first question is that though it's indicated in the first podcast, the city continues its commitment to minority business. How do I compete against non-minority firms in what this appears to be now a race-neutral program?
Well, first of all, and it would be helpful to get the finance department to talk a little bit, as well as engineering, about the small business, the race-neutral component of their programs. The City of Phoenix continues to maintain a dual-track program. We do have a race-conscious component, which is the Construction Subcontracting Goals Program, and that remains in force. That is really a part of the mainstay of the program, and that continued when we rewrote the program last year. And then the other track we have is a small business enterprise program for construction subcontractors, as well as the program elements that were referred to by Mr. Hatcher in the finance department. And I would like for them to talk a little bit about how firms can continue to compete in spite of the changes and the revisions that were made last year. We are probably one of the very few jurisdictions in the country that has two programs that run in tandem with each other, a race-conscious component and a race-neutral component. And this program will continue in this light through June 30th, 2010. The City Council renewed the program for 5 years, and we're really excited about the fact that we have a little bit of everything for everyone by the design of this program. So, Tony, would you like to take it first?
In addressing this particular question, I think it's a good question in regards to what happens to minority-owned companies who now end up competing against non-minority firms. And I should mention that in our particular area, the Finance Purchasing Division, our whole division now has been converted over to an SBE program, really. So we don't have incentives necessarily for minority and women-owned businesses. Our 5% bid price incentive is for SBEs, and that affects all the purchases that we do across the board on all our goods and services. It just so happens that I'd say about a little more than 90% of our MNWBEs who were participating with our particular division are now also duly certified as SBEs. So they're not really losing any of the incentives that they originally had. It's just coming now under a different guise, so to speak. But I think the one thing that we did to make sure that we can help and assist small businesses, because one of the big complaints now is that a lot of small businesses are competing heads up against many large major corporations who are bidding directly to the city. We now have an SBE reserve contract program that now can affect contracts above $40,000, when before we had limited amounts that we can do only up to $25,000.
This is the end of part one. To continue to listen to the conversation, return to the website at www.theebonycactus.com and click on 2006 September podcast part two.